Hi, I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato. On this episode of Invasion of Privacy, we get real deep and talk about being charitable, following your dreams, and little internet trolls who are so fucking annoying. So stay tuned.
You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Joe Santagato.
And I'm Kate Wolf.
And it's just us today. It's just
Yay!
Us. It's just me and you. We're hanging out.
I feel like you like it sometimes when we just do me and you.
I do, because I feel like there's not enough of that.
There
it's
isn't.
Our, it's our shit, you know? It should just be me and you talking about God knows fucking what.
Yeah.
You know?
We're smart people. We have opinions.
We definitely have opinions. I don't know about, you know, the first part, but we have opinions. And that's up to you. That's up to the people who listen to say if we're smart. Or dumb.
You know who I was going to actually bring on today, and then I decided to give us just me and you? I was going to ask Nathan McIntosh. Yeah. And I was like, because that's like the complete opposite. You and I don't get to just like have me and you conversation. But I do want to bring Nate back soon. People have been asking
for
Nate Mack.
I love Nate. He brings the loudness out of me. I like it.
Yeah, you and Nate have like a fun little connection, and then Nate and I fight. Nate and I get into a fight.
That's every time.
Right. I try to be a good human and talk about good morality, like being honest, and he just
just goes off,
plays devil's advocate. Whatever.
So I wanted to talk about something today. I'm not going to say the person's name, nor am I going to say the exact tweet, because I was asked not to. But recently someone who makes YouTube videos, he has like, you know, a pretty good influence. He something he said on Twitter was taken out of context, and people were basically after the tweet calling him a they're saying he made like a rape joke, or saying that rape was okay or something like that.
But that's not what he said.
No.
I wish you'd let me know who it was.
But you don't know who they are regardless.
Okay.
Like, you know, you would have to be within the community to know who he is. But I just wanted to, like, and I was having this conversation with him earlier today, and I was just kind of saying, like, how you can catch people saying such technically politically incorrect things and get them in trouble because you could just blow it out of proportion. And what I was telling him is like, dude, you can't, especially because the people who are calling them out are younger and just like not, they're kind of just like brainwashed. Like they heard that this is a bad thing to talk about, so I'm just going to blow it up in your face. Like they'll jump on you at any point to bring you down. No matter how much they like you. If you say something wrong, they're on board to bring you down. You know what I mean? And like, that's just the way it is. I don't understand. Like, you give these kids internet and all this access, all this information, and like, that's what it is. Like,
so what happened to this dude?
Well, nothing. Basically, what happened is that this kid tweeted someone else tweeted like a rape joke, and then he said something about it, right? Like, bringing it to light. And because he has, you know, a good amount of followers. And
how many followers does he have?
I don't know.
Okay.
I want to maybe close to 100,000.
Okay.
And so he brought it to light, and you know, a lot of people were bashing this other kid, and apparently he was in the military or something. So somehow someone, you know, went above and beyond and called the military base and told them and basically ruined this kid's life. So the kid with the following was like, Jesus, like, everyone relax. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't even give this kid a chance to like really explain himself or, you know, apologize or whatever. You just kind of just did that.
And then everyone jumped on him.
Right. People jumped on him like, hey, what the fuck? Like, blah, blah, blah. So like what I was telling him is like these little kids don't realize what they're saying. They don't know the power of their words or like or anything like that. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of people on the internet who just say whatever the fuck they got to say for a reaction, regardless of like, it's almost like they want to hurt people. And like that makes them like feel cool. Like they're it's weird because they're against anti-bullying. Like I mean, they're anti-bullying, right? But
they
do it like under a different name, like an alias. Like, you know what I mean? It's so weird. And I feel like a lot of people who have influence on the internet, they're regular people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a 200 something thousand people who can see everything that I tweet.
Yeah.
So it's like, if I say something crazy, like, oh, I hate Asians, like, that could, I mean, I don't know if it would with me because I've kind of built my brand differently, but for someone else, if they tweeted something like that, that could be the end of their shit. You know what I mean? Hmm. And it's like these people who are who, like me, who have a following, and they're not media trained. They're not like whatever. They're not politically correct. So it's like, it's almost not fair that people hold them to such a high standard. Do you know what I mean?
No. Well, first of all, there needs to be room to be a human.
Right.
You know, because sometimes we all say some stupid shit. But I mean, of course, there's a limit. So if someone does tweet something that's really fucking fucked up or messed up, then yeah, I'm like, go get them. But for the most part, a lot of the things, a lot of the people we've been going after, it's not, it's like, even if something's a little offensive, that doesn't get, like, people say offensive things all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like we've talked about this a lot where people get offended just to be offended. They're not actually offended. So it's kind of like the same thing where I'm just like, whatever, dude. Like,
I think it's different when someone's trying to make a joke about something.
Yeah.
And if it's inappropriate, to me, the right response is like, dude, you shouldn't joke about that. It's not like, hey, you're a piece of shit. Don't blah, blah, I'm just like going crazy. It's like, you shouldn't joke about that.
If
like,
you suppose, you know, you are semi-famous, but suppose you are famous, right? Would you ever apologize, do you think, for like a joking tweet? You know, some of these celebrities like issue big apologies. Do you think you would do that?
I don't know. I can't see myself doing that, honestly, because I'm so against that. Like, I've been saying that for so long that...
I feel like you would if you genuinely were like, oh man, that was, I did fuck up.
Well, it would really have to depend. It would really have to depend. Like when I was younger, I would say the word faggot a lot and be like, oh, you're such a faggot. Like, you know what I mean? Just like, whatever. Like, but, and like, it still comes out. Like, I'm not going to lie. I still say it like from time to time, but I really try not to say it. Not because I'm trying to be politically correct, but I could see how it offends people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm not going to be a dick and be like, dude, I don't give a fuck if it offends you. I'm just going to say it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll try not to say it. I would never say it around, you know, gay people or at a gay person, because I'm not like a hateful person. I'm not going to call you like a faggot. If I'm saying faggot, it's because, you know, for whatever, like, I don't know. It's like a different, when I was growing up, it was just kind of like a jerk. You're a jerk. You're a faggot. You know what I mean? It was just the same thing. But I've stopped saying it because I could see how people are offended by that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, there should be more of that. And I know that the reason why I wouldn't necessarily apologize, I would just more explain myself. Like, it wouldn't necessarily be an apology, because I know the type of person I am, and nothing I ever say is going to come from
a bad place.
Yeah, or whatever. I would explain myself. I wouldn't necessarily say sorry, because I wouldn't think I did anything wrong. Unless I really felt like, this was wrong, I did it wrong, like, my bad. But even in that instance, I would still explain myself. I'm laying like, you're just taking this like a totally different way, which people love to do.
It's like fake drama. You know, people like drama to distract themselves from their own stuff. You know what I mean? So if they can get all caught up and, you know, huffing and puffing about something else, it's just a way to like not deal with their own life. So whatever. Did you see the Halle Berry's ex-husband do the tweet about her? Did you see that?
No.
So she's, I guess, getting like another divorce. And I'm not really into like celebrity gossip, but I think one of her exes, his name's like David Justice. Do you know who that is? Isn't he like...
Isn't that a baseball player?
Yeah. So they were together. And I guess when they broke up, what he's saying, he tweeted that Halle, like, she has like a whole team of PR people that take all of her exes down. Like, when you date her, you're the man, you're a hero. And then when you break up, they like work to destroy your reputation. So he was like going off about it. And then Eric Bennett did something where he's like, my man, David Justice, like tweeting the truth or something like that. And I don't know, like, I was thinking about it and I was just like, why? Like, I don't know. Just like, if she's getting another divorce, why are you going to hop on that train right now? Just be like, yeah, let's, you know what I mean? Like this is an ex of years and years ago. Like, just leave it alone. Like, is it really necessary to bring Halle Berry back up into your...
I don't know. I mean, I don't really know the extent of the situation. If someone worked hard to bring me down because our relationship didn't work out. I would kind of be upset about that. But I don't know if years later I would still.
Well, what he's bitter about is, I guess she talks about how she was in physically abusive relationships, or maybe one, because she's like deaf in one ear because she got hit really hard in one of the relationships. And he was saying, he was like, her team almost made it like it was me. I never hit her. That was, and then you just put WS, which stands for Wesley Snipes, because I guess her and Wesley dated a while ago. So I guess he's upset because maybe people thought he was like a wife beater, and he was like, yo, she like purposely took me down. We didn't work, which I guess is fucked up. But it just kind of felt like, why, when she's going through a breakup now, are you going to come out and say that?
Right. I don't know. Honestly, I'm not really offended by much. And I guess that's because I'm, for the most part, a confident person. And like, I don't know, I just deal with offensive shit all the time. Like, all my friends, if you hang around all my friends, you guys would be like, how are you guys even friends? Because it's just nonstop.
That's so many dudes, though. Dudes just shit on each other.
But it's like, if you can do that.
Do you think that's immature, though? Do you think there's immaturity in that? I feel like.
I don't know. I don't. Because I do it with my brothers, too. Like, you know what I mean? And like, everyone who I know has brothers, their brothers do that. And I only do that with my friends because I've known them forever. There's kids who I've been friends with for 5 years that I don't do that with because it's just different. But them, I grew up with them.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? It's totally different.
Do you ever tease Sammy like that or no?
Like what?
Like, do you tease her in like a rough kind of way? Like you would with your friends?
Not as harsh, but sometimes, yeah. I mean, it's I don't know. It's different. Sammy's not. There's times where I'll say stuff and she'll just like be fake upset. Like she'll like pout like a kid, like on purpose. You know what I mean? And I'm just kind of like, you know, it's totally okay to shit on me back. It's totally fine.
Does she?
But, sometimes she'll do it and then she'll be like, see, I can, but whatever. But it's like, I know she's like forcing it. She's just not that type of person, I suppose. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really do that with her.
It's so funny. Like when I was dating Tim, he'd always say that, like, you can shit on me back, give it back. But like, I feel like I can actually give it back, but I can't force it at times where I don't want to. You know what I mean? So it's like, if it comes out naturally, but like, I felt like sometimes I almost had to like try to think of an insult, and then it almost comes out like more awkward and mean. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. When you're just like, oh, okay, blah blah blah, you know, I don't want to say anything. But it's like, it can be so much meaner when it's not even like a natural jest.
It's weird with Sammy. If it's just me and her, she'll do the pout thing. But if other people around and I do it, then she's like, she'll be a part of it. You know what I mean?
Got it.
But I don't know. Who knows? But for me,
when's your guys' 1 year?
25th
of this month.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's weird.
Have you ever had like a 1 year anniversary?
No, never.
Joe, this is huge.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
This is probably like the first real relationship I've had.
I mean, I follow you both on Instagram, and from the pictures you guys post, I'm like, oh, they're like serious. Do you know what I mean? Like, you guys are just, you could just tell because I'm good at reading energy. But no, I can just tell, like, the way you guys like play with each other. And yeah, I don't know. There was a picture of you with like a blanket around you or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was so like couple-y, happy couple. Yeah. That I was like, oh, look at them.
Yeah, I guess.
How often do you see her during the week?
It depends. Like, there's times where we'll be together like 4 days in a row. But there's also times where I won't see her for like 5 days.
Depending on how busy you are.
Yeah, or like just kind of things pop up and
it's so stuff. Funny because you and I don't talk on the phone. This is how we catch up, the
yeah.
podcast.
Yeah, we just like, hang out.
It's just so funny because I feel like sometimes people will tweet like friendship goals, Kate and Joe, and I'm like, yo, I only talk to this dude. I only talk to you like on the podcast. Not that we are friends. Like, clearly I can text you and with some shit, but I don't go to you with my deeper. Not that you wouldn't be there for me, but I feel like if I was like, Joe, I'm having an anxiety attack, you'd be like, yeah, you know what to do. Stop that shit. And I'd be like, fine. I wanted to talk for an hour about it.
I've been noticing lately that I'm really like, I don't know what it is, but like recently I'm elsewhere. Like I feel like I'm not busy because I have time, but it's like my mind is jam-packed.
Hmm.
Like I'm always, like, and I notice that like sometimes even when I'm hanging out with Sammy, like I haven't said a word in 20 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, I'll realize that.
You're not in the present moment.
Yeah. I'm just like thinking of other shit. You know what I mean? I'm just not, I'm not ready to fucking, I don't know. It's just, it's hard. It's like, I feel like I have so much to think about right now. I'm really in like a period where I can really take advantage of the opportunities given to me. And there's just so much to think about. I have just like, I don't, like, I'm home most of the time, you know what I mean? So I have time physically, but most of that time is really spent thinking about, you know, what I'm going to do and, like, you know, just my relationship with my parents, their relationship, you know, Sammy and her stuff, and then my friends. It's just like, I have, it sounds stupid. It really sounds like I'm complaining about
nothing.
Feel
like, no, but I feel like this is most people where they have trouble being in the present moment and... Where, you know what I mean? Like, I think we all have thoughts, whatever they are, whether it's like your career or your relationship, but there's always something to take you out of just being in the moment.
Yeah. And it's like, sometimes I feel like I really don't like, cause only one, like, I just really have been working so hard for the past, you know, whatever it is, 4 years. And I just really want to be successful. And that's the top thing right now. So it's like, I think it's going.
It's so clear that train is just fucking moving momentum.
That also makes me feel like, okay,
don't fuck it up or something.
Don't fuck it up because I really feel like I can't fuck it up because I'm not really trying. You know what I mean? Like, I'm really not. Like, the hardest part is coming up with topics and I can talk about anything. You know what I mean? And the way that I built.
And anytime you want to have Kate Wolf on, anytime, I will help you.
No, but it's like really. I've built my brand the easiest way possible. Like, I don't have to act like anyone. I don't have to be careful of, I can't post, you know, me drinking or something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, people know who I am for the most part. Like,
and
my personality.
You set your personality up in a way where people can't give you shit. You're like, this is me.
Right. They're almost like, yeah, okay. You know what I mean? It's just kind of what it is. So it's not like hard, but it's just, I don't know. It's just so much to think about. And it's like,
are you trying to figure out how to expand it?
Huh?
Are you trying to figure out how to expand it? Like, where to go next?
Yeah, I always think about that. Because I think huge. And that's...
I think maybe a girl co-host.
No, but I think huge. And I'm always thinking about different opportunities. I'm not super focused on little goals. It was just
bad. But I hear what you're saying, Joe, and it's great that you think so big. I think there needs to be a balance where you're like, okay, like, this is what's made me successful, right? Thinking big, but I have to give myself permission to also, like, be in the moment with Sammy or when I'm with friends, like, not be thinking about it. Because that, like you said, there's already momentum. It's already moving. It's already going in the right direction.
And I think that's why I've been like that recently. It's like really have been recently where I've noticed, like, and this is the first time I'm actually like saying it out loud, that I've noticed that I'm like, you're not even there. Like, you're not even like, there's obviously it's not 24/7, but you know, there's days where, or times where I'm with people and I'm like, I'm not even here. You know what I mean? I'm just thinking about other shit. And I think it's because I feel like I have a real shot, an opportunity to do something. And that's all I care about, is just doing that. And like, I really, the one thing I want to do is just, I want to be like impressive. I want to be and new and like create something. You know what I mean? And that's all I think about. And I feel like that's all I've been thinking about for years. And what's happening to me now with like these fucking million people and all these views or whatever is like, I knew this was going to happen. I've been saying that for so long that I'm like, and like, I hope that me saying this doesn't sound arrogant or ignorant. I hope it's like almost inspiring, because I've had this conversation with people and some of them are inspired by it and some can take it the wrong way.
I don't think I'm good at reading energy. There's not an arrogant, what's the fucking word?
I don't know.
There's not an arrogant tone to it at all. I'm not getting that feeling at all.
No, but like, what's happening to me, I saw it. You know what I mean? And I always felt that way. And I had this belief in myself that what I'm doing right now, like back then, 4 years ago when I started doing it, I was like, what I'm doing right now, and I'm like, if enough people see it, it'll work. Mm. Like, I just felt like I knew. You know what I mean? It was a weird feeling. It's like, I just need people to see it. And now, all of a sudden, one video went viral and now people are seeing it and everyone loves it. You know what I mean? And it's weird. And it's just like, now I'm thinking about it. Like okay, now what? You know what I mean? Because back then that was the big thing.
Because you hit like a marking point or...
Well, I wasn't expecting it to happen and then it did. So now it's kind of like
you have to go, what's next?
Yeah, you have to go to the next big thing. You know what I mean? Which is what I'm doing now.
It's absolutely.
Because at that time when I started getting, 100 views, whatever it was, I'm like, the big thing is like, let me get this. And then it happened and you're kind of like, okay.
Can I give you my advice?
Yeah.
So I also have a feeling and I know that I'm going to quote unquote make it, whatever is meant, in whatever way I'm supposed to make it, whether it's through stand up or I get a, TV show or like a Netflix show, whatever it would be. I know I'm going to do something big. Okay. In whatever I'm meant to do. It could be I'm like a healer or like, I don't know what it's going to be, like a speaker who also does spiritual stuff. But it's very important for me. I do work hard, but I really try to make sure that I also enjoy my life. Not that you're not enjoying your life, but that I try to really be in the moment and make time for friends and, my son. And I just think you really want to make sure while you keep getting bigger and bigger, which is happening, and you're only 23. This is just the start. You got to really be like, making sure that when you are with your girlfriend, because those are the moments that matter. When you're 80 and you look back, yes, you're going to love that you had a really fulfilling career and that you were an artist and you did big things. But you're also going to be like, oh my God, I spent time with, my wife, my kids, my grandkids. Those, I think, are the really, really important moments. So, and I think you'll find the balance.
No, yeah. And I totally agree with what you're saying. And I know that. And that's why I'm able to say, this is what I've been doing lately.
I'm proud of you for acknowledging that. Yeah,
that I know I've been doing that. And I've been making steps towards not doing it and like trying to, be there in that moment, which I have. And it really sounds worse than it is. Like, it's just that I know it happens sometimes.
And I think most people do that, whether it's, like I said, it might not be like a YouTube career, but they have their own version of something.
Like they're thinking about something else while in the, and that's the only thing that I'm, it's not about the career or whatever. It's just about, when you're living in the moment and just kind of enjoying this thing right now and worry about everything else later. You know what I mean? Just like, enjoy this because it's a good thing.
Let yourself, sit in it, feel it, enjoy it.
That's what I've been noticing, that like sometimes I don't do that and I'm like, that's bad. You know what I mean? Like, let's...
Also, because you're an artist, that's really what your job is. It's being an artist. Also, give yourself time to really feel into what's exciting you. Like, okay, so you hit this mark. What, like, would it be making a movie, creating my own movie?
It's
would
really,
it be a
you
book?
Know, you know what it is? It's, I don't want to do any of that. And I would, because it would further my career, but it the only reason why I would do it...
Then don't. No, follow your excitement.
No, but listen. No, but it's part of the thing. The only reason why I would do that is to get myself up here so that I could do, shit that you want to do.
What do you want to do? If you could...
I don't know. I don't really know, but I know right now I really want to do... charitable things.
I love that.
Like, really badly. And I have an idea for Christmas I don't know if I should say what it is because I don't want it to not happen, but I've had this idea for a while, like since I started. I was like, this is, and I don't even know, like, I don't want to be one of those people who's like, I want to help people, I want to give back, because I don't know if that's me. I know that right now I really want to do it. And even I had a conversation with my sister and my mom the other day about the idea that I had, and my sister started crying because she was like, I don't know, but because it's like for kids, you know what I mean? And I really want to like, do that. And I think it's like, I'm in a position where I can influence people, and I'm not like a cookie cutter person. So I don't attract that crowd. You know what I mean? I'm really raw and I curse and I'm, talking about God knows what, making fun of who. So it's like, those are the people that are watching, and, quote unquote, the cool kids in high school, You know what I mean? Those are the kind of people that would be looking at me like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And if I say something that's, you know, like, this is cool, you know what I mean? Fucking giving back to people is what's cool. Then that's, you know what I mean?
No, I completely love that. And that's what, I think that's what the world needs right now, is like to redefine what cool is.
Right.
You know, because cool is giving back. It's being charitable. It's looking, it's not being selfish. It's looking outside yourself, realizing we're all connected. So yeah, you might be luckier, you know, than another person in terms of money, whatever it is, but you care about everyone. You know, you want to help that person out, the underdog, whatever. So the thing you want to do you almost want to start like a charity, or would you want to do videos that kind of almost show?
No.
Do you know how they sometimes have videos where someone does a really nice thing?
Yeah, I'm probably going to record what I'm doing, and it's going to be a cool thing. But it's like, I can't do it by myself. Like, I'm organizing something, but I'm going to need everyone else to kind of be on board for it to be successful.
I love it.
But, you know, hopefully that could turn into like an annual thing. And, you know, that's, I don't know. I really like that. Like I like the idea. When I was younger, I wanted to do like soup kitchens,
mm-hmm.
but like we just couldn't, cause I was young. You know what I mean? Like I couldn't do it, but I wanted to do that like on Christmas night. Like I was like, let's go. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And I don't want that to sound like I'm trying to make myself sound cool. I've never done it.
No.
What I mean? I'm all talk.
But
at
also
this point.
You're not a bullshit person. You wouldn't be saying that.
But technically I am a bullshit person because I've been talking about it and haven't done it. But
You're going to.
I know I'm going to also, but I'm saying I can see how people can doubt that and be like, you know, he's just saying it so it looks cool. Because a lot of people do that. You know what I mean? But I really do feel strongly about it. And I think that, that's the way to go. And what I do is I allow myself to be inspired by everyone, like you, whoever, like just anyone, because I think that's the biggest thing. And I think a lot of people are afraid to admit that they've been inspired by people. And I think that's step one of the mistake. You know what I mean? Because all I do is like, I mean, all I do is watch Inside the Actor's Studio, shit like that, which is, you know, a series that James Lipton hosts, and he talks to actors and they talk about their whole lives, how they made it, their upbringing, you know, just random stories in between. So I've watched literally probably all of them because I want to know how everyone did it. I want to know how you became successful, how you dealt with certain things, blah, blah, blah. So that's what all I've been studying since I can remember. I've been really interested in how people, instead of like being like, oh, fuck that guy, how is he famous? Like, I want to know actually how you did it.
Yeah.
And let me see if I could, you know, whatever, just better understand. And a lot of people have said that if you're not inspiring other people or changing or helping someone else's quality of life, it feels like you're not doing anything.
Mm.
So
I love that.
So that kind of stuck with me for a long time. And then I got lost in all this shit that I've been doing, mm-hmm. like just kind of like whatever. And that's really all me stuff, kind of like, let me make sure I get this, blah, blah, blah. But it's kind of like now I'm at a point where I can help other people and I don't have like a ton of money. You know what I mean? I'm not like a millionaire or anything, but I can do certain things and, you know, spend some of my money to do nice things. You know what I mean? And I think that even if I didn't have like a decent amount of money, I could do it also. You know what I mean? Just, I don't know. I don't know.
No, I'm so proud of you. I mean, I know I'm acting like your mom again, but I don't mean it in that way because I love that, what you just said. Like, if you're not inspiring someone, what do they say? If you're not inspiring someone, it feels like you're not doing anything.
Or you're not taking the necessary, like, I don't know the exact quote, but it's basically what it comes down to is if you're not trying to inspire other people or trying to better the quality of life of someone else, you're really not doing anything.
Yeah. So, and whether or not you're famous or not, I think that should apply to everyone, is like, that's how I want to live my life. And I remember when I was a little girl hearing about the Holocaust in school, and I remember being like, I made this promise to myself. I'm like, I promise to always be someone who's going to help people and fight for justice and fight for rights and give back to people rather than someone who wants to take people down or even be someone who's complacent.
Right.
You know, and I think that's what's going to be fulfilling. So you've come so far already. you know, you have a really good career. It's going to keep moving. And I love hearing what you're saying. It just, yeah, like I try not to cry because I thought you'd kill me if I started crying when you were talking.
No.
Because that's what I think that's what life's about. And I wasn't going to bring this story up. The story I'm about to tell is not, I really wasn't going to bring this up. I'm not trying to be one of those corny people, but literally you were a little bit late coming here. So I kind of just had time. I was like walking slowly on the street and there was a man who was blind and he had like this, the walking stick thing. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, he was like, you could tell, I forget what he's saying. He's like, I need a little bit of help. And everyone was walking past him. I was a little further away being like, oh my God, no one's helping him. So I was like, I came up and I was like, of course I'll help you cross the street. Like, you know, but it was already crazy that no one else had. Like it was like, what do you, like whatever, but that's fine. I get people are in their own world. So I help him across the street. He was saying thank you. And he was telling me he was rocking this like leopard shirt, by the way. Like you could just tell he was like creative, even though, you know, he's blind, whatever. Like you could tell he really is an artist.
Right.
So, you know, he's like, can you help me walk to the subway, which was like down the street. I was like, of course I can help you. And he was telling me he was like, you know, it's really hard. I've been trying to get a job all day. No one wants to hire me. You know, it's, you know, life's so hard. It's difficult. I'm going to start crying. But like, you know, and I was trying not to cry with him, but he's like, it's just hard. And he's like, you know, I'm an artist and I do spoken word and I'm never going to stop hustling. I'm never going to stop fighting. I just need to like make like 13 an hour to at least like afford to follow my dreams. And I was just like, you know, I helped him. He got to the subway. He walked down. And I remember thinking, I was like, we should all just be helping each other to achieve our dreams and our goals. Yeah. And like, people just kept walking past this guy. And it just, I don't know, like, I just realized in that moment, I'm like, not, I realized before this, but I was like, this is what life's about. It's helping people. You cannot have a better feeling than helping someone cross the street, than doing what you want to do. There is no better feeling than helping other people. Because what's the point of like accomplishing something if you're alone at the top? Yeah. You know, and like,
I feel like, if someone were to ask me my, why are you here? That would be it, would be to help people. Because now that you're saying that, it really just made me think like, I feel like the reason why I love making these videos and the reason why I'm doing it is because it does help people in a way. They've told me multiple times, like, you know, I don't mean to make this weird or anything, but you know, I was going through this thing and I had your videos to watch and it really like helped me. And it's kind of like that's the greatest feeling, like feeling like, and I'm not doing anything, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm in my basement just like talking to myself, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, but it's good.
You're lightening up, you're giving humor, you're lightening up situations, and you're also, because you don't give a fuck in a good way, you're like, be yourself. You know what I mean? Like that's what I think of when I see your videos. It's kind of like, who fucking cares? Be yourself. You're calling out bullshit in a very positive way.
Right.
You're not a cynical comedian, you know? So you're calling out bullshit, but in a really positive way. And, you know, we get a shitload of emails from this podcast of people being like, I changed my career path because of you guys, or people who battle anxiety, depression. You know, we get a lot. I'd say I get an email a day from someone saying that. I'm not saying that to like toot our own horns. And I also hate that I even shared that story. Like, you know, because I hate when people like do something nice and then they're like, I'm going to tweet about it 10 million times, you know, but I forget where my point was, but it's just like, I really think whether you're volunteering at a soup kitchen, it doesn't have to look that way. Cause I think you have to follow your highest excitement and that's the way that you'll help people. So for you, even though you're not right now at a soup kitchen, you're going to be using your sense of humor and your love for like artistry, being behind the camera or in front of the camera, as a way to help people. Yeah. You know, for me, I love comedy. I love talking about spirituality. I want to use that. I don't know in what way it's going to look yet to help people come out of like dark places and know that it's hard to be a human, but we all can get out of it. So I think no matter what it is that you want to do or what your path is, like some people want, like love doing yoga and that's going to be the way that they help other people.
Yeah.
But if you are living in a way where you're not helping and it's a more selfish way, it's not going to feel as good for you.
And I also feel like, you know how we talk about celebrities who have millions of dollars, like they're extremely privileged. Like I feel just as privileged as them because I have a ton of time. You know what I mean? Like I do videos and podcasts and, you know, things in between to make my money and get by, but I have a ton of time. So I am privileged with time.
I love
so
that.
So if I don't use that time to do things that help other people, like what do you do? I'm just sitting. You know what I mean? You're not what am I playing video games? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that's my biggest thing now is like, that's what I want to do. I want to have things in place where I am helping people because
if there's any way I can help, I don't mean like help by being in it, but I mean, seriously, like I would love to help out in any way.
Yeah, you could. I mean, I pretty much have it all set up. But as far as,
cause what kind of, you can't get a better feeling than being a part of something like that. I don't know exactly what it is you're doing.
Yeah. But I'll tell you afterwards. I just don't want to say it
But no, I would love to just be a part of something like that. I remember when I first was,
that's the thing too, because I'm sorry to cut you off, but
no,
like,
it's fine.
That's the thing too. Like a lot of people are willing, you know what I mean? Are willing to help and just don't know how to do it. So when something pops up, like, oh, I know him and he's doing this thing, I'm in. Like, I've been wanting to do this. You know,
that's
what I mean?
I'm saying. I've been wanting to do, you know, charity right. work, whatever. So I'm like, oh, that would be a great way for, like, I would love to put my energy into something like that. I would love to bring Shane and have right. him see, like, this is, whenever I'm with Shane, whatever person we pass that's asking for money, we give money. Cause I just, you know, and I don't have a lot of money right now, but I'm like, I want to show Shane, like, this is what life's about. Right. You see someone who has, I'm fighting so hard to not cry. You see someone who has less than you, you give, you know? And like, you know, there's a Jesus quote. I don't know how exactly he said it, but it's like, you give everything, including the coat off your back, you yeah. know, because, and I thought about that. Like there was a woman today on the subway who was pregnant and asking for money. And a part of my brain goes, what if she's scamming people? You know? And I go, if that's her mind, she still needs my dollar more than I do. If that's what she's doing for her life,
right.
scamming people, she still needs my money more than I do.
Right.
So like, you know, I try to also think like that. But when I was going through my divorce years ago, the first time I ever really started driving into the city, when the first time I drove into the city, I was having a heart attack. I was so scared to drive in the city. But I came in, I used to volunteer for a place called Charity Water, where they help build wells in communities in other countries where they don't have access to clean water. Mm-hmm. And it was so important. I would come in after I would teach, I'd come in a day a week with my friend Shannon. She's amazing. She's like the nicest, most charitable person. And it just felt like I knew that I was supposed to be giving back. And then I started comedy and it felt weird because I was like, OK, how did I go from like wanting to put my time into doing charity work to comedy? And now I am starting to myself see, just like you are. I'm like, no, it's going to be through comedy and my voice in that way that I'll be able to give back. Mm-hmm. But I just think it's so important to do it.
I think it's cool, too, because I don't think a lot of people would expect that out of me. Like a lot of people.
Well, I didn't know when that's what you said. I was like, so what do you want to do? Movies, right. whatever. And you're like, yeah. charity work. I was like, my Joey.
Right. And like, I realize how that sounds, but it's weird because that's always been a thing. When I was 15 years old, I did something like this. I created it wasn't a company, but I'll call it a company, but it wasn't like legally a company, but I started this thing and it was, you remember the Livestrong bracelets?
Mm-hmm.
When that was like popular, right? I started this thing. I started a Facebook page and, you know, all this stuff. And it was called Sleepwalkers. And, you know, I made wristbands and shit. And I sold them for $1 or $2 or whatever the fuck it was. And the thing was, like, this is just to go to show you that it's not all talk. And I, like, have made steps, but I haven't made, like, I've never been financially in the right place to do what I want to do. But I was younger and I just had this idea and I'm like, this would be great. And, you know, let me try. And I tried and failed, obviously, because like I had no type of fan base back then or anything. But it was called Sleepwalkers. And the whole thing was, I don't know, whatever. But I came up with this thing. I was like, when you're sleepwalking, you're walking, but you're asleep. So you're dreaming. So you're almost living your dream. You're walking. You know what I mean? You're walking and you're doing your dream thing. So that was like the whole thing. So what I was going to do is create like a clothing line and wristbands and stuff like that. And then take all the money that, all the profits or whatever, and give it to Make-A-Wish Foundation. So it's like when you buy something, with the Sleepwalkers thing, you're helping someone else's dream.
I like that.
To make a, you know what I mean? So that's kind of like the whole, that's what it was. And it was a thing for like a month or two. And sometimes my friends still bring it up because like I brought it up to them and they thought it was a cool idea. But Yeah, they're always like, yo, are you ever going to like bring that back? And I don't know if I will, but that was like, that was
you
something I did.
You'll have your own version of it, obviously. Right.
So that was like something I did when I was like 15. I was like, let me try and do this and try and fucking...
Look, I'm so happy. I'm just looking at you like, I'm so proud. I'm such a nerd right now. I'm just so happy you're doing that. Because I've talked about what a good person you are a bajillion times, the point you want to kill me when other people are on the podcast. I'm like, look at his eyes. Look at his eyes. But no, it's so nice because you were already, even if you weren't doing this charity thing, already by having that kind of voice, your energy is affecting other people on an energetic level. I mean that. I know that sounds out there, but when people see someone who's positive but really real, it's already affecting them, you know? So that was already happening. But to hear that that's where you're going to now take it, no pressure on it, but you know, it is going to happen. Whether it's, you know, this year, next year, 5 years, the fact that it's in your mind, it's going to happen. I know you. It just really makes me happy. And I hope that there are a lot of people that are going to take, you know, their career and put it go in that direction. Like even Amy Schumer, mad props to her. Like she's speaking out on gun control. You know, she's using her voice and her fame mm-hmm. for a good reason, you know? And it's like, there are just so many people who have a voice and have money and they just don't, they're just like,
right. But
they don't want to give back.
To their defense, I don't know. They're some people just don't have that
mindset.
Thought.
Yeah. Right.
But like, it's kind of like what I said before about how people are willing, but they don't know how to go about it, or kind of like won't go out of their way to do it because they're busy with other things. You know what I mean? I have nothing but time, so I have no excuse. So it's like, I can do it, so I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? So that's kind of like why, like recently I'm like, what the fuck am I, like, you know what I mean? Because I've been sitting on my ass and like, not sitting on my ass, like I am working, but like I do have time. So it's like, fill the time and, you know, do something good with that time. And I really feel like that's been in me forever. Like that's the only thing I want to do. And a lot of people have asked me that, and I've really said all the time, like the only thing I want to do is like really inspire people. And the reason why,
and you're going to be the happiest person. If that's what you can make your career about, you will also be, cause that's, there's nothing can make you happier than giving back to other people. That's the truth.
Right. And I feel like we're in now too, like a lot of the people feel like stuff like that, like showing love and all that shit is corny to people now. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
if I'm here and I'm making fun of all these people for all this shit and I'm fucking, you know how I am, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you're really not going to tell me shit. And like, you know what I mean? You're not going to get anything about me. And I'm telling you, like, this is fucking the, like, you know what I mean? Hopefully that opens some eyes and ears, because there, I have one friend who changed my life and he doesn't know this. And I've never said this out loud, but you met him, that kid Impy.
I love him.
That kid changed my whole mindset and way of thinking. Like, I don't know if I've told him that, but I was a certain way, like in high school, and me and him have had talks all the time about things, and he really changed my mentality. And he really, like, cause that kid, he has ideas and he'll just rattle off ideas and he doesn't necessarily take steps to do them, but I've never met someone who's all day just has new ideas. Like, hey, let's open up a tree shop and sell tree. Like, you know what I mean? He's just one of those people. And like, when I started hanging out with him a lot more, it really changed my whole way of thinking. Like, dude, I don't have to do, you know, the normal shit. You know what I mean? And he changed me. So it's like, ever since then, I've been totally different. But I feel like I've always had that thing in me, like, you're going to use whatever you can, and you know, you're going to help people. And my father's like that too. My dad, like my mom used to say, we can't get him to do shit around our house or do anything for us. You know, the fucking ceiling's leaking, we got rats or whatever it is. And but
you were meant to put your energy elsewhere.
But he can do what, he'll do anything for anyone else. Like he's done.
Oh wait, he will, Impy.
No, my dad.
Oh, your dad.
My dad. Like he won't do anything for us, but he'll do anything for anyone else.
That's so funny.
And that's not, it sounds worse than it is, but it's like a joke. You know what I mean? Like, he's done tons of shit for us. But I'm saying, like, it was just like funny. Like, oh, you can't do the dishes, but you could build this guy's house for free. Like, what the fuck? Like, he's just
that's
like a
hysterical.
Very giving person. And maybe that's where it comes from, is my father, because that's the kind of guy he is. But that's really like the biggest thing for me right now. It's like, I want to do that. And I was having this conversation too, and it's like, it's crazy how it affects people when you have that conversation with them. Like, my sister was crying. You know what I mean? Because it, like, Not
it
like
moves
necessarily.
People.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it, but it just seems like so easy. Like it's the right thing. You know what I mean? It's like the
but
easiest
thing. But
we're
not taught, especially in our society. Our society is kind of like a dog eat dog kind of thing. You know, it's like you look out for yourself. You get to the top. Capitalism is kind of based on that mentality. Like you don't care what other people are going through as long as you're surviving. And that needs to change. And I love that people like you and me, Amy Schumer, a lot of people. And like I said, it doesn't have to be someone who's like got fame even. It could just be the way you live.
Yeah.
Helping out your neighbor that you see, you know, is going through a divorce and you bring food over to them. It's just a mentality. But a lot of people, and it's not their fault, which is what you kind of said. Some people are accidentally stuck in a more selfish mentality. But hopefully that can start changing where we start looking out for each other and wanting to help.
Yeah. I've noticed when I was like growing up, like I've noticed that like the only, like after I had that, like hung out with Impy and like he changed my whole mindset, whatever. After that, I really got into it. Like now I'm like, I'm better than the teacher. You know what I mean? I've passed him and I like, we have conversations, me and him, and you know, I can inspire him now. And the greatest feeling of like validation is like when I have talks like this, like I could talk about this forever. You know what I mean? And I could really, if I could sit down with one person who's like having trouble thinking about their career or whatever, I can really have that conversation. And I feel like when they leave inspired and they leave with like a new door opened. Like they had no idea this was even possible, because I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I was just in that thing where you go to college, you get, you know, a job and you fucking work eight,
that's
nine
what I'm
to five,
saying though
it.
A lot of our listeners, that's what they write about. They're like, you know, I feel like they know that they have more options just from listening, because we're, you and I are both like the road less traveled people.
Yeah.
You know, I quit a stable teaching career and I have a kid to follow stand-up comedy, which is, that's a risk. You know, you dropped out of college to do your YouTube stuff, which is now building and growing into something
else. And you don't even realize what you did was incredibly, incredibly inspiring to me. Because when I was thinking about quitting my job, I texted you.
Yeah.
And I said, Kate, was it worth it? Do you regret it at all? And you're like, no way. And I was like, done. I'm done.
Love that. That makes me happy.
That's seriously what it is. But you have to allow yourself to be inspired by people. A lot of people shut that down because they're like, oh, I don't know. It's just like a corny, I don't know.
Some people might
be
scared to have, because it takes some strength or faith to quit a job that is stable, or, you know, so a lot of people want to shut it down because it's too scary to think of listening to that and then having to take that leap of faith.
Right. And I think like a lot of people are just not comfortable saying nice things to other people.
Yeah, because it almost makes you vulnerable.
Right. It's kind of like,
or like, yeah, I don't want to be a pussy.
Yeah,
or something.
Exactly. It's,
yeah.
It's, and you know, one of my friends, Eddie, he's studying abroad in Italy, and that kid, I had this conversation with him not too long ago, and I'm like, dude, you, and he told me, like, I don't know how we got into it, but he's like, dude, you have no idea how inspiring you are to me. Like, you have no idea. And like, we had this whole conversation. I'm like, dude, I've felt that way about you forever. And I didn't start hanging out with this kid until like 3 years ago, but he's a neighborhood kid. But whenever I would see him from like across the park or whatever, I could just feel some sort of like energy. Like I knew that kid was a good kid. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, this kid's traveling abroad and like he's in Italy and then he went to Morocco and like he had like a week off from school. So he flew to Morocco and then he went to fucking like Sicily. I'm like, dude, like you have no idea. This is a kid who, with no bags or anything, flew to Florida. He just went and he like booked a one-way ticket.
Love that.
And he's like, dude, I had nothing and I just like wanted to go, so I did. I'm like, you have no idea. Like that, like no one does that shit. Like no one even like thinks of doing that shit. But the fact that he did it, it like changes your whole fucking way of thinking. It's like,
yeah, the more people who just, you know, follow their dreams, I know that sounds so cheesy, but kind of do something that isn't common, you're inspiring someone else. So just think about that when you're like scared to take a leap in a direction. Just do it because you're actually inspiring other people. And the other thing I wanted to say to you, which I actually talked to a friend today, one of my guy friends, who he's going through a lot, and he's like, what, you could just tell when I talked to him in his voice, he's like softer and more opened up because he just went through something.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just feel so raw. I feel so vulnerable. I almost feel like, he didn't use the word pussy, but he kind of felt like that. And I'm like, you, and I was like, you sound better than I've ever heard you. And he did. He was like, he was giving me advice and it was so on point. And it was so like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people, they think what makes them stronger is having these defenses and not saying these nice things or doing these nice things. Like, that protects them. But to me, and I really believe this, true strength is letting yourself be vulnerable, giving compliments to your friends, saying nice things, doing nice things. That's what real strength is. And yes, you can get hurt when you're in that vulnerable place. But yeah, that's being a warrior. That's what strength's actually about. By the way, the guy, the blind guy who I helped, he gave me his YouTube name to look at his spoken word. I would love for you guys to look him up, actually. And I don't know, support him in whatever way you can. His name's Mr. Out of Sight. It's O-U-T-T-A, which is adorable.
That's
so
great.
Mr. Out of Sight, if you guys want to check him out. I'm going to check him out later. So, yeah, I'm so happy that I actually met him and that I just remembered for you guys to check him out.
Out of sight. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Do you want to wrap it up?
Yep. Wrap it up.
I love how we had no idea what we were talking about and it just ended up being the most inspiring. I tried not to cry the entire time. All right, guys. First of all, if you want a tarot card reading, it's $30 for 30 minutes. My email is kwolf2fs27@gmail.com. Twitter, I'm at the Kate Wolf.
And if you guys want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Joe Santagato.
Bye.